Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to
Two
Filthy
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds!
And there's two of us.
There's two of us. Why are we doing Fiddler on the Roof voice?
I don't know. I like it so much.
Fiddler
though.
From another planet. His name is Thor.
Fiddler in the Poof.
Fiddler in the Poof. That sounds like a fiddler.
That's the porn. That's the porn version of Fiddler on the Roof. Fiddler in the Poof.
It was made in the '80s. Things were.
It was just a. It's a guy who just loved eating Harry Bush. I like a woman with a good natural poof.
Oh, I thought that was a gay porn for sure. So I'm.
Oh,
a bad
it could
person.
Have been. It could have been Fiddler in the Poof.
That feels like it would have been an '80s like derogatory term for gays. Can anyone, Tom? Can you confirm?
A poof. Poofs? A poof. Look at those.
Doesn't it
poofs
sound like
there?
It? He's a bit of
I mean,
a poof.
It depends on.
I think that actually is something my mom has called me.
Hold on, wait, really?
He's a bit of a poof.
It, there's two ways of saying
like,
it.
What does that even mean? Isn't it when he
wait,
farts,
ready?
He goes, poof, because his asshole's been so loosened up.
Yeah, that's what my asshole does. Wait, there's two ways of finding out if a word's derogatory. Number one, can you yell it at somebody and you feel bad about it? Get out of here, you poof!
No one feels bad. That's and then, ridiculous.
And then another way you can tell it's a bad word is if you feel like you need to whisper it. What a poof.
Look at this poof. That does actually, the whisper sounds bad.
Makes well, you sound, whisper anything, it sounds racist.
Yeah, look at this nice man.
You'd love the 12 chairs if you've never seen it, Nicole. The 12 chairs.
Someone in our chat, we've got a live chat that's patrons only, patreon.com/twofilthynerds, is giving Nicole advice on some movie called, I assume it's a movie, is it a book? I don't know. I guess it's a movie.
The 12 chairs. I got. He said.
Well,
to
don't
Google
it now. We're in the middle of an episode.
All right.
Put that down.
Sorry. Okay. You know what? Let's get into it because this is gonna be fun.
Is it? Okay. It's our
Thor
Dark
the Dark
World,
World
episode. I just gotta say, like,
I hate the way all Thor movies begin. I've decided this is only the second one, but I hate
what,
it.
What with like the backstory?
Oh, the backstory of the aliens. Before the land there, of the land that we're in that we barely know about,
there was
were
a
once,
time.
You know, there's only
time.
9 realms, but before this, there were 25 realms. And of those 25 realms, 5 exploded. 6 said they wanted to go. Like, it's just, I can't, how many fucking realms are there? And then
yeah,
all
and
of a sudden,
how
now
far
they're
in
like,
the past is before time go.
Yeah, and now there's elves.
Dark elves.
Dark elves. Elves, historically speaking, very nice people.
Yeah, my
why
family
did they have
lives
to go
in a tree.
And
we make cookies.
I
we're
know.
Good people.
Well, elves are good people. And then this movie takes the whole elf trope, really just turns it on its
well,
head,
these
and all
are
of a sudden they've been
elves.
Demonized. I know, but you can't just make things dark and turn them into demons. The Dark World.
That's literally, I mean, they just brought in, what it feels like they did is they brought in a whole race, created this whole backstory, which felt a little bit repetitive to the first movie, all to go like, and now you hear the word Infinity Stones at the end.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Aha!
This was just a long way of us introducing one topic.
And saying they can't be too close to each other. It's dangerous, because that's kind of how it ends, is that they bring an Infinity Stone to a man who just, he's like a storage for people's shit? Is it like a pawn shop? I don't understand where they go.
I do not understand any of it at all.
By the way, we've leaped to the end of the movie completely.
Okay. So here are a few things that happened right in the beginning that really pissed me off. There were too many words that were hard to remember. Okay. First, there was this guy. His name was Malekith. And yeah. By the way, a little too on the nose, his full name. His full name was Dark Elf Malekith. Hey, Dam. What up, Dam?
And there's... Odin's dad was named Bor. We're getting the backstory. Bor has a grandson named Thor. That's insane.
Thor Bor.
Grandpa Bor is not going to like this.
Grandpa Bor. I was named after all of my grandpa and half of something original.
Well, and there was like Svartalfheim and Svartalfheim. Malenheim.
Oh, and then Anaheim. Valenheim. There were just too many.
Anaheim, and they're like, and on the planet of Anaheim, and it's just a bunch of white trash people in Orange County, like, and then, spitting.
And then all of a sudden, there's this thing called the Aether, or Ether.
Ether, but it's spelled...
Do you remember an Ethernet cord? You know, you were always like...
Isn't Ether what you use to, like, suffocate someone?
Yeah, that's when you make somebody, when you get kidnapped.
When you pass them out?
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, the good old Cosby effect?
It's the Cosby effect. And then there's a guy, Lieutenant Algrim. End of story. I absolutely hate the elf world. All of these names. One of our patrons, by the way, you can be a patron by signing up for our Patreon at www.patreon.com/twofilthynerds. Do that. One of our patrons is letting us know that all of this is loosely based on Norse mythology.
Has to be so offensive to Norwegian people. Is that who believe in Norse mythology? Actually,
yes,
is that
Nords believe in.
Probably not all of them, but like, not is all that of them.
I think that's where it comes from. I think that's the region. Because they're the Greek mythology, Greece; Roman mythology, Italy; and then Norse mythology, Norway.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna guess that's how it goes.
It's like, I get that they have to set up this backstory to get into the plot of what's about to happen, but we go from this huge backstory.
Because by the way, this is how the enemies are introduced in Thor world. In Iron Man world, they just find some past event where either Tony or his dad slighted someone. And in the Thor world,
like, before the beginning of the beginning, there was another beginning.
Before the bad guy who was in the beginning of the bad guy's beginning, there was another bad guy.
Remember last time when we had these other bad guys? Well, guess what? There were other bad guys.
There were other bad guys. Before that time.
My grandfather.
When is happening? Right now. Well, when is now? Right then.
And it's just like, everyone that you guys have ever defeated eons back is now, they're now all coming back to...
By the way, why did you have to defeat so many people? Why were you fighting with everyone? You know what? It seems like you're the lowest common denominator in all the fights.
You're just conquesting all the realms? I mean, it doesn't seem like they're that great either. Maybe live and let live, huh?
Yeah.
Odin?
Yeah, somebody needs an Al-Anon. So, anywho, so then we come back to, you know, present time. I want to say modern day, but it feels...
present time for when the movies were taking place, which was almost a decade ago at this
point. Which is crazy. Anyways, and we find Loki. He's getting in trouble for all the shit he caused on Earth.
Well, this is what's interesting.
In the Avengers.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is, and we talked about this in our Iron Man 3 episode, when we were like, well, where is everybody else? It's like, okay, so now everyone else is dealing with their own shit separately right at the same time. So... Iron Man 3 is taking place just after, Avengers.
Yeah.
And this is going on because Thor and Loki left planet Earth when everything closed up in Avengers. Which, now that I think about the whole plot with Avengers, really felt leaning toward Thor.
Yeah. I think maybe because they knew Thor was the next, going to be close in the can next.
Maybe they should have just let that be like Thor adjacent and not made another fucking Thor movie.
Yeah. Or they could have just tackled it in another movie as like just a quick recap.
Yeah.
So what were you up to? Well, bad elves.
Bad elves. Nothing to see here.
Got these bad elves. Fucked them up. Fucked up the elves.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a hole between universes. That got a little ugly. And then Eric... ran around naked around Stonehenge.
Yeah,
it got
the
weird.
Astrophysicist.
It got really weird.
Lost his fucking mind.
That was truly, out of the entire movie, that was my favorite part of the movie, was watching Eric Selving running around Stonehenge naked.
This is what happens when you're so smart that
nobody understands
what you're trying to explain. This is probably what happened to, what was that guy's name who said that the Earth was round? Galileo.
Figaro. You let him go.
And everyone's like, he's losing his mind. It's like, you're all fucking morons. And he's trying to tell you about something. But also, you know, he was possessed by Loki. So that probably addled his brain a little. Oh, by the way, so we're back on Asgard. Loki's in prison.
Loki's getting he in hot water for his dad's crimes against Earth. Dad's like, you're no son of mine. He's like, yeah, no shit, Dad.
Yeah, I said that, remember?
I fucking hate you. And he's like, now you're in big trouble. And you want to know who's babying him like a little fucking bitch? His mom, played by Renee Russo. What a goddess. He gets sent to the dungeons. By the way, the dungeons, very plush.
Yeah, those were really
if
nice
you're
going
to be dungeonized there.
On Asgard. Like, what a prison. It's yeah. like you're in this nice white room. Looks like somewhere an influencer would take photos.
Yeah, honestly, it really does. It looks like the dressing room at Paul Smith.
Oh, wow.
Paul I've never Smith. Been there, oh. but I bet it's nice.
I was like, I've never been.
That's where the pink wall is right next to.
I know,
okay.
on Melrose. If you ever see someone from LA with a pink wall behind them, they're standing outside of Paul Smith.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so then we catch up of all of his friends.
Yeah, that whole group of sort of marauders that had come and like helped him in the last movie.
And they're cleaning up, I guess, like the whole snafu had happened with Thor in the Thor 1. They're like still cleaning up something or no, in the whatever they're cleaning up some shit. So it's Thor, Fandral, Volstagg and Sif. They're at Hogan's homeworld. In Vanaheim, cleaning up. That's Anaheim adjacent. They're cleaning up something went on there, and they're trying to bring peace to the Nine Realms. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's just
Oh, by the way, this battle was 2 years after the Bifrost was destroyed.
Yeah. So as this part begins, it's like that. We know that Thor can't go back to Earth. That thing was closed. But.
Big thing's happening.
It's called The Convergence, which sounds like a horror movie.
Which really does. I mean, it kind of is a horror movie. Have you seen some of the creatures that come through? So there, basically, a bunch of universes line up, and this happens only every 5,000 years. So when it happened before, like when we did that first flashback at the beginning of the movie, that was like 5,000 years ago, basically.
Yeah, which is
and
crazy.
Now it's a 5,000 again, and Kat Dennings, what's her fucking face?
Dr. Jane Foster,
Natalie Portman.
They're in London doing research.
Yeah, London and research. And they have this guy who they just call him the intern. And Natalie Portman calls him my intern's intern because that's what he is.
Because her intern got an intern.
And
for some
they're getting this weird, energy rating from this building.
Yeah, which is what happened before when like Thor
landed. Thor landed. And she's like, oh my God, we got to go check it out because she's still on the hunt for that hot nut he gave her. She's
yeah, like, because he's like, I'll be back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he had already given her the mythical D. And once you get the mythical D, you're chasing that dragon forever.
I mean, my God.
And we were reintroduced to her. She's on a date with a normie. And it's just, it sucks.
It's so sad. I mean, you fucked
the worst.
Thor.
You fucked, yeah,
you're
you
not
fucked.
Coming back from that.
Yeah, Thor laid down the fucking hammer of God in your pussy.
Literally. If you get fucked by Thor.
You're fucked. You're
like,
rude.
That's the peak. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it. You don't.
It's downhill.
You should die after that.
There's really no point.
There's
in
no
living.
Point.
You're
living.
Never going to find.
There's
joy.
Nothing. There's no. There's no womanizer. The womanizer could invent.
No. No amount of clitoral sucking devices.
Clitoral sucking, internal stimulation, anal stimulation.
Came and went down on you the same way that she tastes wine. You're
fucked. You're screwed. Once you go Thor, you never go black.
I mean, imagine fucking a regular, that poor regular guy. What did you just say?
Once you go Thor, you never go black.
Well, yeah, because your pussy's been hammered and no one wants to go in there. Your pussy's probably turned black.
I meant to say that, but I said black.
I know.
I'll get there.
Also,
eventually.
Because you're probably in Norway because it's Norse mythology, and the odds of you running into a black person are a lot smaller there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if that's true. Don't fact check me. Don't you do it. All right.
Fact checker. I'm wondering because I want to go there.
Once you go Thor, everyone is aboard. That's
that's great.
Thank you. We got it. Once you go Thor, your pussy stays sore. Hello. We're firing off.
Fire
the
off these
chat.
Puns. You know what? You guys can fire off
once
cheesy
puns. Once
you go
puns. Thor, you look like a.
You won't snore.
I was going to say whore, but that's not it's a derogatory
Once
term.
Once you go Thor, your pussy will snore because it's fucking tired.
Once you go Thor, your pussy's no more. It's been blown out.
Once you go Thor, you're a whore.
I mean, you might as well just use it as a handbag.
Once you go Thor, you really need to use your core because your pussy's going to prolapse. So
It happens to the best of us. Listen, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back to talk about this godforsaken movie. Or maybe we'll just spend 30 more minutes talking about Thor's dick. Who knows? All right, we're back. Someone in the chat during the break said when Thor comes, does lightning strike your pussy? Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? Okay, but listen. So what happens is she's on this date with this guy. It goes terribly. Kat Dennings' character shows up. She's like, hey, look at these fucking readings on my device. We should go. And eventually she just leaves this guy. And he's like, all right, fine. And they go to this abandoned warehouse where there's just a bunch of kids. And these kids find a wormhole, basically.
Yeah, they're like throwing stuff down. It's like in between stairs and it like disappears and goes somewhere else and comes back out.
Yeah. So and some of them don't come back out. And they're like, well, where are they going? We don't know. So one guy throws keys. The keys disappear. One person throws something, a can, an empty beer can.
I threw a baby. It kept coming back. Oh, I was like,
the
get
worst.
Rid of
You're
it.
Like, a god. And I, you know, that is what do you call an intergalactic abortion?
That's, I mean, what Loki was supposed to be, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was. Anyway. Loki was a dumpster baby. And then Odin went dumpster diving.
As he does. As the men of the Thor family seem to do. Natalie Portman.
You and your dumpster. Come
a
dumpster.
Doctor on Earth.
Oh, what a waste of a load of hot,
diving.
Of hot fucking Asgardian cum.
Yeah,
do you think when Asgardian cum comes out of a penis, itself comes out and it's like, I'm Asgardian. Everybody from Asgard is a little too excited about being from Asgard.
I'm semen of Asgard. You will feel my, what the hell is that? And then they just like run into an egg.
And then the egg is like, I'm a fertilized egg of Asgard.
I am baby of Asgard.
I am zygote Asgard.
I am not a living creature. You could still get rid of me. We don't need to do this.
I am an abortion. You
I am
can
abortion
get
of
rid
Asgard. I am discarded
I am,
of
I
Asgard.
I am honestly miscarried Asgard. God's abortion, or as they like to say where I'm from,
the gods is
oh
abortion.
The gods is abortion. It's Odin's abortion.
Sweet Odin, take this baby from my honestly
sweet Odin.
I would have rather watched a documentary about abortion than finish this movie. It was so terrible.
It wasn't that bad for me. It was just for me, it was just like I can't handle these new characters. By the way, just to cover really quickly, all of the elves rocking the best braids I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, this was like
every one of those elves went to a fucking hair shop in Harlem.
I mean, it was the tightest braids I've ever seen. They look like they were like a double Dutch squad.
The most incredible braids I have ever seen.
Yeah, that you only see from hair salons like that or on like very Dutch, like the Dutch, the German beer girls from Oktoberfest.
Just the hot bitches.
All the best bitches have bad braids, badass braids. Best bitches have badass braids.
Bad bitches have badass braids.
Bad bitches have bad braids.
That is why I was never cool. I could never braid.
Yeah, that's why. You are one braid away from not being a total nightmare.
No, it's true. I was a loser. Wait,
the reason you weren't cool is because you were like, have you guys tried this new Capri Sun?
Show you what aerating is now that I have a liquid to do it with. Ready?
Yes. Everyone on the podcast, enjoy this great audio bit. She just sipped what I think is urine with a kidney infection. I'm not sure what she's drinking. Yeah, that's gargling.
No, it's not. It's aerating, bitch.
No, it's insane behavior. You're choking. That man was trying to get you. That man who's like, no, I'm a sommelier. He was trying to get you to choke to death on wine on a date. He's like, she has to.
There's no way
questions.
I was going to choke on his dick.
If
he had a little fucking dick.
Pre-med woman tells me one more time about my baby dick. What's it called? Micro dick.
His pain.
Little teeny weeny.
When you have a small penis, it's called a pain.
Here's what this, why this. Okay, first of all, let me say that there were multiple people.
Big dicks are the only thing that matter. Okay, go on.
And big pussies.
I mean, that's why I'm a big advocate of big dicks.
Got to fill the room.
You know? Read the room and fill it.
And fill it. This is, it's show business. Okay.
You gotta fill the room. I don't want seat fillers either.
There were multiple.
I want Asgardian loads.
I
in
want
here.
Hard ticket sale pussy filling. Multiple people told me that this movie was terrible.
Yeah, not a lot of
producer
people are a fan of it.
Producer Tom, are you the one who said you didn't like the first one so much that you just didn't even watch the Thors? Was that you? Yeah, he did. Andy said it's bad. Here's the thing. I had seen Thor Ragnarok, which you haven't seen. The third one.
No, I haven't seen it, no.
It's so
Thor,
good.
By the way, I didn't like Thor until I saw the first Thor. I had never seen the first Thor.
No, well, I liked the first Thor. That's why I was like, because both Andy and our producer Simon meant that the first one was so bad, I didn't even bother. The third one is so good. The plot's good. Well, I don't even remember it. We're going to rewatch it, so it doesn't matter. But, like, it's funny. You really see, like, the character of Thor come alive. And this one was so serious, and it lost the, like, quippiness that I love of the Marvel movies, where there's, like, it's real, but there's, like, the snarkiness, and people talk shit, and they make their little jokes. And this was, like, all serious.
Honestly, I don't think I can think of one joke from this movie or anything funny at all other than what's his face running around naked at Stonehenge.
Yeah, that was like all
that was
got.
It. That was the only funny thing. I will say, though, for the record, Heimdall, Idris.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Idris
Elba?
What matters most is I want him to wear me like a hat.
I want to be that horned hat.
Yeah.
Keeper of all the realms inside of me.
Yeah. I want him to dump an Asgardian load of epic proportion. I want him to bifrost my pussy with an Asgardian load.
Isn't that what like cryosurgery is when you when they have to like get the cancer cells out?
Yeah. They just that's what they do to your cervix.
They just shoot you.
They bifrost your cervix.
Shoot you up with like frozen shit. We'll just freeze it out. The bifrost. Could you imagine going to a doctor and they're like, it'll be a little uncomfortable. Open up the gates to Asgard. Like, what in the fuck? And they put on one of those, your doctor. My gynecologist was this like little old woman in like high school. Now she's also an old woman. But like, I still, when I talk about the idea of a gynecologist, I picture my first one from college.
We always picture our first.
And she would wear like, fun little grandma like button-up cardigans that had like you know felt decorations on them where I was like one of those fuzzy balls is gonna fall off into my pussy and just be lost up there,
or maybe one of those fuzzy balls came from your pussy and she was like, you know what, I'm gonna use
she
it
just
as a souvenir
and make sweaters out of pussy hair that like ends up on her
pussy balls
coat.
Pussy balls. I love a good pussy ball.
I just picture her being like putting on a helmet and being like, prepare the gates. And it's
but
like
for some reason I imagine her getting her little proton pack, like it's like Ghostbusters where she
pulls it out of her bag.
Yeah. The Bifrost.
What were we talking about?
There were scenes in this. There were planes flying everywhere.
Yeah,
there
it
was,
ends up being
there was all these sorts of big bad guys. You know, could Thor defeat them? Yeah, because ultimately Thor defeats everybody.
It's
because
like the elves were coming to take over. So
I don't know even what they wanted. They just wanted to destroy everything.
Yeah, they're just mad that their world got like taken, like destroyed. So they wanted. I still never clear with villains.
Another exciting thing was watching Kat Dennings make out with the dude. That was it.
That was great.
Another exciting
that was
thing. That was all.
Oh, by the way, the only reason Thor can come back is because of this convergence. That like. So
No. That's not the only reason he can come back.
I thought it was
Heimdall. Heimdall has a way to send him back.
Oh, this is how bad this movie was. Is that honest to God? I was staring at my not computer. I was staring at the chat on my computer because we chat along patreon.com/shoefillynerds. Honest to God, I was staring at the TV the whole time, but I would just realize I had zoned out.
Yeah.
That I was just like, what was happening?
I could see you zoning out. Like I was like, oh man, she's not liking this at all. And I was struggling. I think I stuck with it as much as I could.
I just like, I think up to this point, this is definitely the worst one for me, but I think this might be the worst movie in the whole, and I haven't seen all of them, so that's not really fair to say.
You know what the ether or the aether, whatever you want to call it, reminded me of? It reminded me of the hot power that was put into
Iron Man 3, the extremists.
Yeah.
So what happens is that the ether enters. It's like this. It's an energy. But it's a dark energy from a stone.
It's an energy from a stone.
And for a while, it enters Jane Foster, Dr. Jane Foster.
And she's the holder.
And like when people try to touch her, they like explode off of her. But it had that same vibe.
Mm-hmm. Of like too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They call the Ghostbusters because they end control.
Is that from Ghostbusters? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The original?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I don't remember that at all.
Anyways, Malekith is just like a woman on her period. He's really upset. They end up storming the castle of
Asgard.
Asgard. The Asgard. Mama Asgard gets murdered.
Oh yeah.
She go dead. She
Thor's
go die die.
Mom goes dead. Loki, it's still Loki. Very, he does a lot of things where you're like, what fucking side are you on?
This, like, that was a whole turn I did not see coming at all. The whole Loki line where Loki's like, I hate you. And then he's like, no, I love you. You're my mom. And then she dies. And he's like, we need to get revenge. And then they go to whatever the land is. And then when they come back, they get there and all of a sudden he turns on them, but like in the most convincing way. Even Natalie Portman, was she not on board with it? Like, did they have a plan and not tell her? That's so fucking rude.
Yeah, that I was like, because they're like in the middle of some situation and Thor goes, Loki, now. And it's like, wait, was this all along? You knew that that's what, I mean, imagine if he's like, well, no, Loki, he's totally faking it. And you're like, Loki, now. And Loki's like, are you, no, like I'm taking you prisoner. What are you talking about?
It was really, confusing. And then eventually, Thor goes, Loki, now! And then, like, I don't even remember what fucking happened.
I don't even remember what fucking happened. This movie was, like, so
I will say though, I got excited that Loki might be coming over to the good side.
Yeah, well, Loki always lives in the gray of, like,
and you know how much I hate gray.
That it's like, yeah, I know. It looks terrible on you. Still wearing gray, you guys, from 3 episodes ago, probably. I don't remember who said that line.
I wear gray a lot.
Yeah, because she lives in herself.
Oh, by the way, that rap I was doing from Ghostbusters was from Ghostbusters 2. It was Bobby Brown singing it.
That is why that, I didn't know that.
That legend.
My God. Bobby Brown. What did he do besides, he like beat up Whitney and that's his whole thing?
He had a child with Whitney. Houston, yeah. Got Whitney Houston hooked on drugs, ruined her life. She died. And
is
then
he
I
still
think
alive?
He died. No, I think he's dead.
He died. The girl, the daughter died.
The daughter died.
Sad.
Is the whole family dead? Is everybody dead?
Are there any Houstons? Houston?
Thank you so much for that.
Earth to Houston. Apollo 13 to Houston?
Apollo 13 to Houston?
Yeah, no, it's... I mean, the whole movie is like getting the ether out of Jane, but then defeating the ether before all the realms disappear.
Jane has a hot load of ether in her, and that is just not as fun as a hot load of Asgard.
And what? So basically, they get the ether.
Oh,
out
Bobby
and they
Brown!
Like,
Bobby Brown is not dead.
Ah, what?
Damn
a,
it!
Is he the? Does he make the makeup? Bobby Brown makeup. Is that him?
Is that him? That would be so funny if it was. He was like, "I make really great makeup." Music. I
learned
do music.
How to make makeup because I needed Whitney to cover up her bruises so nobody knew I was beating her.
Yeah.
It would make sense, honestly. It would make the most sense if that was his company. Like, who better to get foundation from than a man who knows how to cover up abusing women?
But this is how bad the movie was. Right now, in our chat, which you can be part of at patreon.com/twofilthynerds, we're all just talking about this tangent of
we're
Bobby
talking
Brown
about Bobby Brown
and not the movie.
Nobody is trying to bring us, but usually there's people shouting facts about the movie, telling us where we left off, giving us new points. Nobody cares. This whole movie was just so they could watch. So they was it the ether they captured and then they brought and they're like, we have to put this somewhere safe.
We need
safe.
To take her. No, because the ether went back into the old dude to the Kiblilith, Kif Malekith.
I glazed over. I won't lie to you.
So Natalie, somehow they get the hot ether load out of her and they put it into Malekith, or Malekith sucks it out of her and puts the load in him.
Oh,
so
like
he's
like
walking around with
the
hot dark load.
Like venom from a
yeah,
snake.
Yeah, yeah. And then as soon as the load's inside him, he's like black eyed. You know how they do the like the super dark eyes.
Oh, the eyes glaze over and they're black. That's what I look like watching this movie. I just
it was just shark eyes. And then And then all of a sudden they realize the convergence is going to happen. And then when the convergence happens, like, creatures from other worlds start, like, coming into there.
Coming in.
And the creature from Thor 1, that big beast.
He appears.
He comes through. And that was another funny moment at the end.
I like
end.
That at the end where, like, he's when still on Earth, just, yeah, like, running across.
He's like chasing birds in the air. He's really like a just dog. A friendly, nice creature.
He's
who
just giant. He's
wants
too
to
big.
Have fun.
Listen, we're going to take a break. And when we get back, we'll, I guess, wrap up what happens.
But really, we're just probably going to talk shit about some tangent.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back. All right. We're back. The convergence happens, and there's like some sort of... In the time of them learning about what was going on with Jane... Eric Selvig and Darcy and Jane have worked out like some.
They've like, got these like metal rods.
They're controlling like, the energy.
He's like, you got to put these metal rods here and then you can control the energy. Listen.
So they're like basically creating wormholes where people are coming in and out of their world into other worlds.
Yeah.
And it's like. It was cool to see.
Yeah, it was cool-ish. Whatever, it was fine. Once
it felt really like they were like, how can we show a bunch of cool different things with crazy creatures?
With crazy creatures that
people
we don't
love
really
crazy
understand.
Creatures.
Really, I think one of my favorite parts of this movie is when it ended.
That was probably
the best part.
When the credits roll.
When the credits
and roll. They end up going to it's in like the mid credits, we see Volstagg and Sif or whatever. They go to a guy to give them, they're dropping
played
off.
Played by Benicio del Toro.
Yeah. Tannelier.
Oh, this was a thing.
The collector.
Loki had transformed into Odin. So I'm assuming Odin's now dead.
Oh, yeah. We see this big touching talk between.
Thor's like, I don't want to be king. I just want to protect the universe. And I can't do that as king.
And Odin, quote,
oh,
is like,
also,
go out and be among your. And then it's.
And then Loki, because we thought Loki died in battle. And when he did die, Thor was like, I'll tell dad you died a hero. And he did do that. He kept his word. So when he was having this talk with his dad while his dad's on the throne and he's like, dad, I can't be king, blah, blah, blah. By the way, Loki died a hero.
Yeah. So he did keep his word.
He kept his word.
That's worth noting.
That's worth noting. And I'm hoping all of that, like, maybe smooths things over with Loki, and like maybe in the future Loki's not such a bad guy. I really want to watch the Loki series, but I don't want to do it just yet.
I know, we have to,
because if Loki comes back in the later, I don't want to ruin anything.
No, you can't.
And then there's this collector guy we see in a post credit
who they bring the, so wait,
he basically brings this so they have the Tesseract, which is one of the Infinity Stones.
That we've seen before. That's already on Asgard. And then they bring this other thing.
I don't know what the other thing is. I think it's maybe. I think it's the ether trapped in something.
That's what I thought it was. But they use the term Infinity Stone.
Yeah.
So this is the first time.
They're like,
time,
we can't have two Infinity Stones so close to each other.
Which is obviously a nugget they're leaving. But like, it feels like the whole movie was just so they could go, here's another Infinity Stone, and it's bad if they're near each other.
Yeah, that's it.
Like,
that's all.
They had to write a whole movie about Norse mythology so they could go, don't put these two things together.
It just seemed like a long way to go nowhere. And so then that thing, that guy who they give it to, this guy Tivan, I don't know. Anyway, he's like, oh, now I have one, and I just, you know.
Yeah, they're like, he's like, of course.
I need to get the other five.
Yeah, and then they walk away, and he's like.
And then there's another.
You're like, oh, why is every villain a cartoon of
a cartoon of themselves? Absolutely. And then another post credit scene is Jane and her, colleagues, they're just like eating, and she's like, Thor will come back, and they're like, he was gone for 2 years,
gone for
bitch.
2 years, and then he does.
And then that's when they do the cutaway to the Jotunheim beast.
That thing, like, just
frolicking around the city trying to kill birds.
Yeah, it was a funny way to end.
That was
the funniest part of the whole
That
movie.
Was the funniest part. That Selvig running around naked.
And then everything else was just like elves fighting, ether. We want to show you wormholes, like
Here's one of the things I feel, and a friend of mine said the same thing before I watched it, and I now agree with her. The Jane story just isn't enough for me.
That
could have been anyone. It didn't have to be Jane. He would have worked that hard to save another person because it was for the universe. Why did it have to be Jane?
Yeah, what are the fucking odds? I guess because she's an astrophysicist, so she chases things like that. But the wormhole happens to end up down the street from her in London.
Yeah, no, but also, there were already kids milling about. One of the kids could have easily have just found the...
And he could have just had a fond... Like, for the universe, but also he probably could have had a fondness for Earthlings because he met them, because of Jane. Like, what? That's a good point. That, like, there's no reason it needed to be.
Oh, somebody else mentioned this. Eric, at one point, when they get him at Stonehenge when he's, like, running around naked. And then they bring him and they put him in a mental institution. And the next scene is him supposedly teaching a class. But it's really just him talking to other patients in the common area at the asylum.
That's so funny. That probably happens all the time.
Mel Brooks is turning 96 tomorrow. Holy shit.
Well, that's distracting, but great fact that we just learned from our chat. Happy birthday, Mel Brooks. Good God.
God forbid anything distract us from the worst movie. It wasn't the worst. It was pretty not great, though.
It was bad. It was like...
Would I watch it again? No fucking chance.
The only real redeeming quality of this movie is that it ended. So hot.
It's absolutely... This is one thing we were talking about during the movie. Is what is it like to have to commit that much of your life to looking that hot? Like, can you even go out without being stressed out about what it might do to your workout regimen?
Let me just say, our producer in the chat said, did they fix his eyebrows? And he commented that Thor had weird eyebrows in the first one. And the fact that you're so focused on his eyebrows is at... On one end,
a testament to
it. This is a paradox because it feels like it's a testament to you being a gay man, but also, what kind of gay man is focused on Thor's eyebrows when his chest is right there?
Yeah, Sam. By the way, Sam can move each one of his eyebrows, which is incredibly impressive.
Weird. It's a great talent for just having, but
a very evil man.
You could be a villain. You should be a villain in a movie.
But yeah, Thor.
It's all you have to do is move your eyebrows and go.
Thor's chest and abdomen is.
I didn't even know he had eyebrows.
It's upsetting. It is upsetting how good it is. I can't imagine what it's like to be that hot and like just be a person in the world. Like just to exist on a level where you're so hot, everyone is stopping and staring at you.
He radiates hotness. If you walked past him in the street, you would feel your body heat up.
Your pussy would prolapse.
Yeah.
I once heard that Julia Roberts, Angelina Jolie hates it when people on set look at her. So she has this thing with people at her. And I was like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And the first time and only time I've ever seen Angelina Jolie, I was like, oh, I get it.
She is so
unearthly
beautiful.
It is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's
shocking. It's shocking. And she was standing with Brad Pitt, so it was like a double whammy.
I would have died.
Like, as hot as Brad Pitt is, I was like, I couldn't stop looking at her because I was like, your face is unreal. I've never seen anyone so exquisite in my life. So it's like, yeah, I get it. People stare at you a lot. It probably gets weird. Like, I couldn't imagine being Thor's wife, whatever his Chris Hemsworth. I couldn't imagine being his wife and being like, all right, everybody, stop. I get it. He's hot.
You would have to be pretty secure in your love.
Everybody wants to fuck your husband. Hetero men want to fuck your husband. Everybody wants to fuck your husband. The straightest man ever wants to fuck your husband.
But like in a manly way.
Like there's a guy at a gym yoked out.
Let me suck your dick.
Yeah. I'm a man.
Hold me.
I'm not going to enjoy this for a second.
Hey, let's rub our nipples together like men.
Give me an ice cube. I want those nipples real fucking hard. Oh, I want you to slip and slide on this dick.
Hey, I want you to spot me, but put your butt on my face so I can eat it.
Yeah, let me eat your ass while you fucking grab that bar. Put some more weights on there. I want you way down. I want you to get a hernia in my mouth.
Do you think that there's any chance in the world that he doesn't cheat on his wife?
Yeah.
Or will never cheat on
his wife. I don't think he cheats on his wife. But I think maybe at some point he will, but I don't think he does.
Do you think it's because contractually, because he's a Marvel character, which is owned by Disney, he needs to maintain the image of a good guy?
Probably.
And so...
Let me tell you something. When the price is that right... If a studio says dance, you say how long?
Men are sexual creatures.
Predators. What?
That too. A lot of the time. And to be a man who like thinks with your dick and like to be a man where women aren't trying to fuck you and you're like, all right, just be faithful. It feels like a feat in and of itself half the time. Maybe not. If nobody wants to fuck you, then you have nothing to lose. But to be a man where you like have to resist women and it's everyone. Oh.
Yeah. I'm horny. What?
She blacked out. Listen, this movie was terrible.
What matters most is that we're moving on, guys.
This movie made me
understand. We're officially in phase
why
two.
Why porn doesn't have to have a good plot. Because nobody cares about the plot. Listen, we're going to be watching Captain America, Guardians of the Galaxy, which I've never fucking seen. There's so many Chris's that are superhero good looking. Why? Was that like a... That's Robert Downey Jr. was like, we can have a Hulk that has a different name and everyone else has to be a Chris and that's my contract. That was stupid. Listen, we're going to have a lot more fun. It's all uphill from here. Everything's going to get better and better because it can't possibly get worse than Thor the Dark World. We love you guys. Make sure you leave us a rating and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Tell your friends about us. Get in touch with us. We got a Facebook group, Fellowship of Filthy Nerds. Follow us at Two Filthy Nerds on Instagram and on Twitter. Wherever you want to follow us. We got a Facebook page too. You can join us for live recordings and be in the chat along with us as we go on tangents that have nothing to do with movies like Thor the Dark World because it's so terrible. We have to talk about something else.
But Winter Soldier is good though.
It's gonna be
great. That's coming from Frank, our resident Marvel expert. So if Frank says it's good, it's going
to
be good.
Patreon.com/TrueFilthyNerds to get into the chat, into the conversation. We love you guys. We will see you next time, nerds.
Toodles.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.